hung in there for a while. Did you think you could pinch it in that last quarter?
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well. Our endeavour was strong for a young team. And, you know, it's just some simple, I don't know about structures, but simple, you know, strategies to keep us, you know, that helped keep us in the game, really. But if they'd have taken their opportunities, it would have been over a lot earlier. But in saying that, I thought, you know, we still had some opportunity. We went lived down the line a bit in the last quarter. We turned it over and, you know, around the ball, around the clearances, they just seemed to stick their tackles more, and they got out of us and got entry and ground position. But I was pleased in a sense of what you said, our endeavour, and we always kept trying. So, you know, we know we're a young group, 9 players under 30 games. They've won. Their quality, they've been building for a while. So, as long as the individuals come away and work at it. Like, so Bailey Banfield was fantastic 3 quarters, and then, you know, you got to learn to finish the job on merit. He got away from us. Those sort of things. So, yeah.
How differently are you analysing games now with this, as you said, such a young team compared to even, you know, a couple of years back?
Yeah, keeping it really simple, like some simple aims. Work hard in the contest. We feel we've got harder around the ball. You know, we weren't perfect. We want to run through the line of the ball. We want to go hard at the 50-50 ball. And I think there's been improvement in that. And, you know, we want to work hard together. So just educate them. They'll try and isolate different defenders. Just the ability to lead out in the ground. So keep it simple. You know, we live down the line. And just some basics at the end. Like, finish the job, get a free kick, play on, you know. And some completions, you know, hit Monday, those sort of things. So keep it simple as we can.
Sorry. Is there still a real balance, though, with not making age too much of an excuse with the players as well?
Yeah, well, it's not an excuse. It's just a reality. But we feel we can go forward every training session and every meeting, even within today. You know, I thought Gyro still showed bits and pieces. Cox gets to play on Hurley with limited opportunities. You know, we reached Chera's second half was strong, you know. Talon Duman was steady down back under siege, you know. So there's Darcy Tucker played down back today. So within it all, we're continuing to develop, and that's all you can do. And then at some point, that work and the weight of numbers, it will turn.
What was the deal with Sean Darcy earlier? Yeah. Had that groin last week, but did it just not come up in the warm up, or how did it?
Yeah, how did it play out? Yeah, we picked him. During the week, he had good strength. He was cleared to play. And we thought it'd be just continuous improvement. And he was in the warm-up today, just jagged it a little bit or felt it. And then, which I don't have anything to do with, and the process is they go to the doctors, they talk about it, they bring me in, and a final decision is made that he wasn't quite... He's a young player. It's a very difficult position to ruck and physically draining. And... So that's why Michael Johnson travelled, but we thought it'd be okay, and it didn't work. So Scott Jones into the ruck, Michael Johnson, and hopefully Sean Darcy can come up next week.
Yeah, so there was nothing new in the warm-up. It was just it didn't quite get there.
I haven't got all the information. He felt it on that same side, whether it was the exact same spot. I haven't got that level of detail.
How'd you see Johnson up forward? He started well?
Look, he did it on guile and craft. You saw his quality that he's had for 254 games, but, he come in and went into the ruck. You know, he wasn't our worst, but, you know, it's not about Michael.
What sort of future does Cam Sutcliffe have in that role playing forward?
Well, he's working really hard. He's a 100-game player, played in finals for us, had a lot of injuries this year. I think he would get picked next week.
Just back on Johnson again, sorry.
Hang on, we haven't finished there.
Is Sutcliffe required for next year? He's out of contract, isn't he?
Is he out of contract? You seem to know more than me.
I think he is.
Yeah, look, I don't conduct, you know, I'm not here to talk about people's futures. It's not really how we should operate. Clearly there was a discussion on our veterans last week, and that was fine. But, I mean, there's some sensational headlines come out of that, but that's okay. But it's just... I mean, that's a shot over the bow, what was written and said, that I'm not prepared to discuss anyone's future in media conferences or with the media because it's not my role. I'm just going to coach, list manager, football manager, and CEO to handle all those things, and our list management. So we won't conduct that business here because there's no wins for anyone in that one, I would have thought. Probably a win that side of the table. You think, Shane?
Next week, Hawthorn. What do you hope to get out of that?
Do we want to go back to Michael?
Yeah, does Michael stay in the side now, or if there are younger options fit and available next week, he comes back out of the side? Look, how do you play that?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. I'll get to it. I'll let you know after match committee next week.
The rest of the season, what can you get out of that starting with Hawthorn next week?
Yeah, well, you can shake your head, but I wouldn't have thought I'm here to conduct match committee. And I think it's the same question asked differently, without being too difficult. It's just, you really want me to discuss someone's future.
No, sorry, I was talking...
No, at the back. Yeah. So I'm here to discuss the game and individual performances, but I think it's unrealistic that you think I have selection for next week. It would be disrespectful to everybody.
What about the team? What can you get out of this last... five games?
Yeah, well, everything we're trying to do, we're really trying to improve. We're looking for some availability next week, but again, we won't know. But we'd like to think Sean Darcy would come up. Stephen Hill, we really missed today. He was really important part of the back six. So, you know, we're hopeful that was only a week, you know, so he could come back. But on the broader front, we think Sanderlands can be available, hopefully. Matthew Tabernard should be able to get back and play at Peel. We'll look at Peel that played today and look at their performance. So there's a lot of threads in that mix. But again, we'll get to that at the right time. It's very difficult. We just played an AFL game. And, you know, it's sometimes the questions can't be answered. I know you can ask them, but I'm not really in a position to answer them because it's ill-informed and it can get run away with very quickly. Any close-ended statements becomes a noose around your neck.
Any injuries today that you know of?
No, nothing dramatic.
Talking about that forward structure, Cam McCarthy, where's he at with his footy at the moment?
Yeah, he's looking to improve. He's obviously not at the top of his game. I thought his second half, his work rate really lifted. But you wouldn't want to be a forward. It was a very difficult day. At times we had some clean ball coming, but they pressured us pretty well. Like their backs are... Goddard's been a star of the game. And Saad's, you know, a proven running back. McGrath's a third or fourth year pick one, streaming off. And, I mean, you've got Gyro in his first year. You know, you got those sort of... You know, Cox in his second year. Scott Jones when he's there. So you've got to deal with very smart players like Hurley as a young group. So... And Cam's a 50-game player, like trying to build his career. So we would like better supply for Cam, but I thought his work rate in the second half was strong and he moved around and he looked a bit more dangerous. So he's difficult to judge, but I thought he tried hard to turn it around for himself.
How'd you see Scott Jones leading the ruck? It's probably the
first time again, he's like he's 22-year-old, he's out of the waffle, thought he'd be... the second string today because Sean Darcy. And, but he's a big man, and I thought at the end, physically, Chambers is an A-grade ruckman. I think it was 50 hit-outs to 20, but I thought he competed. We couldn't expect much more than he delivered today. And hopefully he goes away and continues to learn that I've got to get fitter, I've got to get stronger. And I spoke about that last week at my press conference about, we saw that with Callum Sinclair and a few of those guys coming mature age, 22. Well, that's not that old for a ruckman. That he would, you know, get fitter, stronger and learn his craft. But you can't buy what he went through today. So he'll be sore and sorry for himself tomorrow. But he's the future. Sean Darcy's the future. That's what we're looking to do, you know. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Ross.